Welcome to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio, a time to explore our Catholic faith and find out about ways to share the faith with others. Help create the possibility of an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ in the lives of others by living out the call to the new evangelization and helping fellow Catholics rediscover full life in the Church. The Rediscover Hour starts now.
Good morning, everyone. Patrick Conley back with you here on the Rediscover Hour this morning after some great coverage of the National March for Life on Friday. And if you're listening to the rebroadcast, we are at our usual times on Saturday and Sunday. But this morning, we're coming to you live at 10 a.m. rather than our usual 9 a.m. on Friday morning. Thanks to this wonderful thing that's going on in Washington, D.C. Hundreds of thousands of people showing up to March for Life, to claim the dignity of life that's given to us by God, and to stand up for those who have no voice of their own. I think it's a wonderful thing. I'm glad that Relevant Radio has been part of covering that for us, and it appears that we might actually be seeing some coverage of it in the wider media, than at least a little bit more so than usual, which is great, and it's a wonderful thing to see. Here at the Rediscover Hour, we're going to be talking to on a related issue. Why? Because just as the March for Life is, for many of us, I hope, I pray, is something that's foundational to our faith and is faith-based, here we're also going to be talking about different ways of living and also of sharing our faith. And so, one of the things that we're talking about in Rediscover, in the whole Rediscover program here in the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis, as put together by the Office of Evangelization and Catechesis, one of the things that we're focusing on this particular year, too, is the issue of complementarity. And we've had a show on that. We will have a show on that coming up again. But it informs, actually, what we're doing today, the different things that we tend to focus on in the Office of Evangelization and Catechesis. You know, they integrate and they inform one another. And I say it informs what we're talking about today because we're going to talk about how men live the faith and how they share the faith in a particular way and how women live the faith and share the faith in a particular way. We're going to be talking about Catholic watchmen, and Enzo Randazzo is going to join us in studio here after the first break. And we're going to talk about what the issues are in men's lives of faith and in sharing the faith. And then after about halfway through the show, we're going to be joined then by Kathy Durham and Alyssa Bormas to talk about wine, women in the new evangelization. There's events associated with both of those coming up in February, and we'll be sure to give you all the information about those events. But I think it's important, by the way, for you ladies who are listening, please don't tune out and tune back in at halfway point in the show. For you guys that are listening, don't tune out after our first segment, because it's important for us to realize how and what the particular issues are and what the strategies are for living and sharing the faith for those who are close to us, for guys, for our wives, certainly, for our sisters, for our mothers, for our daughters, and equally for women, for your husbands, for your fathers and sons. What are the issues of faith that are important to you? I know you are faithfully praying for people of a gender different than your own, so that you can help them, encourage them in their lives of faith. So listen to the whole show. That's what I'm saying this morning as we get rolling into the Rediscover Hour. As always, though, we're going to take a moment. We're going to pause, and we're going to commit the show to the intercession of our Blessed Mother. So let's take a moment and recognize we're in the presence of Almighty God and ask for our Blessed Mother's intercession. As we pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So that's what's up for us. That's what's in store for us, men and women, the Catholic watchmen and women in the new evangelization. And after this first break, we are going to be back with Enzo Randazzo to talk about Catholic watchmen and how men live and share the faith. Stay with us. Rediscover.
The stories of exceptional customer service, fair pricing, and totally pressure-free sales at Sac Chevrolet Buick in Belle Plaine are all true. But when we heard from Father Peterson at Sacred Heart Parish, we asked him to tell you personally.
I'm Father Brian Peterson from Sacred Heart Parish in Robbinsdale. When my car was having trouble and the transmission was on its last line, I decided it was time to get a new car. And I went to Matt Sack Chevrolet in Belle Plaine. My favorite part? Certainly the driving experience, getting to try out the new cars. But ultimately, it was that personal attention that I felt from those who worked there, as well as from Matt Sachs himself, to really provide the vehicle that I knew would be necessary for all the work that I do. People were kind, friendly, and it helped to know that there were people of faith in that place.
Enjoy the experience of buying a car or truck again. Visit Sack Chevrolet and Buick in Belle Plaine, just a few minutes south on Highway 169. Call them first if you'd like, 952-873-2234, or online at sackchevybuick.com. You'll like their attitude.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio. We're talking about men and how they live and share the faith, and women and how they live and share the faith. What are the similarities? What are the differences? We're going to start with you. So joining me in studio now is Enzo Randazzo, who's the Men's Evangelization Manager for the Office of Evangelization and Catechesis here in the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis. Enzo, welcome. It's good to have you back on the program.
Thanks, Patrick. Great to be here again.
Yeah. So just give us a little bit of an update. You must have, as in your role with the Archdiocese, you must have a little bit of a unique perspective about what's going on in general with Catholic Watchmen, which we'll talk about in just a minute, but also just with men's evangelization in the Archdiocese as a whole. What can you tell us about that?
Sure. Lots of wonderful, awesome things are happening. I suppose I would start saying last week I met with a number of the point men, what we call the point men here with the Catholic Watchman Initiative. We have men placed in different parishes who are in charge of putting on events and, right, just, you know, leading the Catholic Watchman Initiative in their respective parishes. And so right. A lot of us got together last week, Thursday. There were 20 or so who were there, and just seeing their excitement, there's a lot of just love and zeal in this particular ministry. These men, it was clear to me, feel called in a special way to reach out to other men and bring other men in, and be there for other men, and to be there to grow in friendship, certainly in Christ, and then also to teach the faith. I mean, and so. I would start with that. There's a lot of growth and excitement. Different parishes are. I mean, when we talk about a lot of growth, it's in some sense we're in a point where we're strengthening what we have. Those men who are already involved and understand men's ministry as being something that's of particular importance.
Right.
They're binding together, you might say, and just gaining strength such that we can go out and bring more in. I would say that's kind of where we're at right now.
Right. Yeah. Good. So when you said that, what's jumping to my head, and I was actually very open about this last week. So I apologize. I'm bringing it up again. But I am originally from Wisconsin, so I am a Packers fan. And so what's jumping to my head? And yes, sadly, the Packers are no longer in the playoffs. But what's jumping to my head is it seems like you're holding the huddle now, that you're the guys who are already committed, already wanting to live out their faith, already wanting to share their faith. You're in the huddle now, and you're starting to move out to the line to start the play, right? To gain some ground. Is that
right? And this is important in our faith, that we know that we have times, right, where there are times where we retreat. Our Lord himself went up the mountain, often alone he would go. Mm-hmm. Often he would be alone with his disciples. And then there were times where they were out in the public, right? Bashing through people sometimes, but that
breaking a hole in the line.
Right, exactly. And so I would say right now, so I mean, I might just start and talk about the rally we have coming up next week.
Yeah.
As an example, that's on Thursday at 6:30 at St. Peter's in Mendota. Mm-hmm. Bishop Cousins will be there, and there'll be a talk by Father Brian Park, who's the pastor of Annunciation in South Minneapolis. Great priest, great speaker.
Mm.
But this is an example of where men can come together in the huddle,
yeah,
pray,
yeah,
go to confession, mm-hmm, adore together,
mm-hmm,
and then break bread together, eat together, and listen to something that will just be refreshing for them such that they can go out and represent their faith, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this initiative was launched. It's almost been, it'll be a year in March. It was launched last year, and often—
This is the Catholic Watchman initiative, right?
Right, that's right. So mm-hmm. Catholic Watchman was launched last year, and in many ways, when anything like this is done, if we want to know that the Spirit is working, we have to we have to work with the Spirit. The Spirit grows. It's this natural growth. So we have to be able to recognize and come together and see where we're at, and then go out, right? Yeah. And it's through this, and then there's always pruning and whatnot that such that we can grow a successful evangelization effort, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, Enzo, you made reference to this event that's coming up, and just to underscore it again, we'll hit it a few times here in this segment, but it is coming up next week, Thursday, February 2nd, and it's going to be at the Church of St. Peter down in Mendota, and 6:30 to 9 p.m., and we'll have, as you said, Father Brian Park is the keynote, as I understand it, for this event, and he's going to talk about specifically how Catholic men deal with sin. How do Catholic men deal with sin? Enzo, can you give us a little bit of a— I realize I'm asking you to be inside the mind of Father Brian Park, but can you give us a little bit of an idea, at least, of what the hope is? Why address how we as Catholic men deal with sin?
Yeah, I think that I just spoke with Father Brian yesterday. He's such an awesome priest. Really, just he's got a great youthful spirit. I would say he's a young priest, and again, a lot of zeal. He's really ready to— when he speaks to you, you know, he speaks to you kind of as a friend, but he's inviting you into something more.
Yeah.
And so, I would say that when him and I talked about what his talk would be on, he mentioned all the ways through the centuries how we dealt with sin. Right. There's things like confession. There were indulgences. What is an indulgence? What does that even mean? Mm. And there's venial sin, and often there's all these terms that are thrown around. And so I think what he's going to do, from what I understood, is just bring it back to something practical while at the same time teaching us something deeper. Yeah. And there certainly, I mean, on one hand, it's not as though men deal with sin in a completely different way than women or something, or that there's only certain things you could teach to men on how to deal with sin. But there are, we were created as men. Mm-hmm. And because of that, there are certain things that we men will deal with specifically that will be different than women. So I think that's what he's going to do. He's going to bring us into something practical while also bring us deeper into how we understand sin in our faith.
Right. And sin is obviously it's something that we need to talk about. I think oftentimes we have a little bit of a tendency to not even want to talk about it and just keep it hidden away, that sort of thing. And especially, I know I can speak even from my own experience that, you know, once you start bringing it out into the light, once we start actually talking about the mechanics of sin and how we deal with sin, then it's almost like, uh-oh, I have a responsibility now. I need to join with, of course, the grace of the Lord in dealing with this sin in my own life, but also encouraging other, in this particular case, other men, to deal with it as well. And so I think it's a great idea to have this particular topic be something that is part of the Catholic Watchman movement initiative, because of just that, because it brings this out. We're having a conversation about it. We're not avoiding it. And so there's a sense of, isn't there a sense of courage or fortitude that goes into something like that we're actually talking about sin? We're bringing it out into the light?
Absolutely. This Catholic Watchman initiative is very, very focused on the church militant, that aspect of the church. We are engaged in spiritual battle. I like to emphasize to people that this is not, when we say spiritual battle, we're not speaking metaphorically. We're not comparing. We're not talking about what we're doing in the spiritual life as if it were a battle. No, it is a battle.
Right. That's a good point.
And so when we talk about sin, we're talking about the enemy.
Yeah.
And that's, if you're going to take good battle, you're going to have a good battle, you need to know your enemy. Now, that's not to say sin more. That's not what I mean by that. But what I mean by that is to know, how is the enemy trying to get at us? What is he doing to try to confuse us, divide us. So men need to come together, identify those things, and take courage. Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. In defeating sin, defeating the enemy. Right.
Right. Right. Enzo Randazzo is our guest, the evangelization manager for the Office of Evangelization and Catechesis here in the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis. And we're talking about the upcoming Catholic Watchman event that's coming up on Thursday, February 2nd at the Church of St. Peter, 6:30 to 9 p.m. And in addition to Father Brian Park, who's going to speak on how Catholic men deal with sin, we're going to be joined by one of the successor to the apostles. Is that correct?
That's right. Bishop Cousins.
Yeah, he's going to be there too. That's an excellent thing. And he, along, you're working pretty closely with him, aren't you, in put the whole Catholic Watchman thing?
Yeah, Bishop Cousins, he's so great. I was, when I got this job, he gave me his cell phone number, and I'll give to you all now.
No, yeah, I'm just kidding. That's right.
I noticed in the beginning of my texting him, because we do a lot of texting just so that I can get work done. I was much more formal, but Bishop Cousins allows me to just kind of get work done. So now I was reading through my text feed recently, and Bishop's just like, hey, get this done or do that. And I'm like, yep, no problem, Bishop. So it's a real grace for me to work so closely with him, and I can attest to how important men's ministry is to Bishop Cousins and Archbishop Hebda, for that matter, specifically going after men and bringing men into the life of the church.
Right.
Identifying really this, like I was speaking about earlier, how the enemy has attacked really the man and brought him out of the church. And so the Catholic Watchman initiative is trying to bind men together, mm-hmm. such that we can bring more men into the church and restore the masculine spirituality in Catholicism.
Right. So with that, and following on that particular lead, so we've talked about the event, and we'll circle back around to it, but I'm just curious in your own thoughts and your own minds in the vision that the Holy Spirit has granted you personally, and then working with Bishop Cousins and others perhaps on the team, some of these pivotal guys that you're working with as well. Is there a thought about where, as the Catholic Watchman movement, where are you going? What are you doing? What are you hoping to accomplish, you know, a year or so, maybe farther down the road? What are you looking at in terms of the longer-term goal?
Yeah, that's a great question. A lot of that will be released, I might say, at the men's conference in March.
Oh, okay.
There's a little plug for that. March 18th is a Saturday. Yeah. That's the men's conference. It'll be at the Fieldhouse at St. Thomas. Mm. Check the Rediscover website about that, too, especially that'll be coming up. But, yeah, where the Catholic Watchman is heading, I guess I was kind of touching on this earlier, too. Right, it will be a year in March, and we'll, I guess I could say, like, we'll go into a sort of second phase. And I think with a lot of the what we've received from our appointment, information that we've received as to how their Catholic Watchman groups are going and how men's evangelization is going at large in the Archdiocese, and then with the pastoral leadership of Archbishop and Bishop Cousins, we'll be able to identify what it is, the direction that it is we want to go. There's been a lot of talk about focusing on prayer.
Yeah.
And how can, especially a lay man, increase and go deeper into a life of prayer. Mm. And so there will be much more of a focus on that in the next year. Mm-hmm. We'll continue these quarterly rallies. Mm-hmm. And I might say as well, we're looking for parishes who are willing to host these quarterly rallies. So talk to your pastor, all those out there who are interested, about whether you have the means to support a larger event, the effort there with these quarterly rallies, like this rally next week, is to get men to come together throughout the year, so we can touch base and come together in the huddle, and then be sent out. So we'll continue with these quarterly rallies, and then there'll be these monthly meetings as well in the parishes.
Yeah, that's great. So good plug out there for guys. Ask your pastors if there's a possibility of hosting one of these quarterly rallies for the Catholic Watchman movement. Specifically, going back to the event coming up next week. So we talked about Father Brian Park and his talk how Catholic men deal with sin, and Bishop Cousins is going to be there. But can you just give us a little bit of a scope of what does it look like? So I show up at just before 6:30 at St. Peter there. Walk us through the evening, as it were.
Sure, yeah. And I hope people do come early. You're welcome to come early. There'll be just little snacks there, and you'll get to know some of the guys who are there.
Oh, snacks, I'm there.
At St. Peter's. We'll start with adoration. There'll be confession. there might be confession going on even early there. We're working on that, hoping for that. But confession will go throughout adoration. And so it's a great opportunity to be able to adore and confess. Often, those of us who are devoted to confession, we all should be. We go in and out, and then we're on our way. So it's good to be able to adore and confess so that you can really examine your conscience and grow in prayer. So that will happen. There'll be benediction with Bishop Cousins. Bishop Cousins probably will offer a short homily at that time. Then we'll go and eat together. Break bread together. There'll be, I'm told by Jim Ledoen, the point man there at St. Peter's, that there'll be a lot of really good sausage there. So he's got some great Polish sausage that we'll be cooking up. And then later that evening, after just when we're ending dinner, Father Brian will start his talk. And he asked for a whiteboard, so there's going to be diagrams. So that should be exciting, too.
Ooh, diagrams. I think that's a great thing. I think it's also a great thing, and I mean this seriously. Yes, I enjoy eating, period. But I do think it's an important thing to, like you were saying earlier, break bread together. I think sitting around a table, and of course our Lord knew this, right? I mean, the whole institution narrative of the Eucharist, and that every time we come to Mass, we actually are literally breaking bread together, and we're sharing in that. But even to have a meal together, there's something so intimate that it builds relationship. Sorry, guys, can I use that word intimate? Is that all right? Can I say that to men? But there's something that builds a strong relationship with your brothers in Christ when you come around the table together.
Absolutely. That's Psalm 133.
Yeah.
How good and pleasant it is for men to dwell in unity.
Yeah.
That's what men do. Men need to come together and, right, have those talks and be accountable to one another, grow in friendship, grow in support of one another. This is what men do. We did it in Scripture all the way through biblical times, all the way until now. If we want to grow in our identity as men, sons of the Father, fathers of our children, brothers in Christ, we have to come together. This is what the rally's all about.
Right.
I do want to add one thing.
Please.
At St. Peter's, St. Peter's is the oldest parish in the archdiocese, indeed, in Minnesota, I believe. I think it was Father Gaultier, not Gaultier, I was corrected.
That's right.
It's Gaultier, I think, founded that parish, and so I did want to make sure I mentioned that. It's a great place. This would be a great time to visit there, and they'll have the old parish open, I think until maybe even 9:30, so that men can see the old chapel, which is separate from what they use now, the sanctuary they use now. So this would be a great time also for men to come and visit one of the hallmarks of our archdiocese, founded by good Catholic men, right?
Yeah.
So I would encourage you, if you don't like any of the stuff I'm talking, at least come because you're a fan of history, right?
Yeah, I think that's brilliant, actually. Again, because, you know, here we have, if you can get into the spirit of it, here is the Holy Spirit moving and working 150 plus years ago to bring Catholics together, to bring the message, the good news of Jesus Christ into this place, into this area, and very much pioneer days, very much times when there was not civilization here as we know it. And there's that kind of rugged explorer type of breaking new ground, you know, cutting in. And it's the same thing that we're called to, even though we might have buildings and roads and infrastructure all around us. There's still, that's in the physical world, in the spiritual world, there's still a lot of pioneer work to do out there, isn't there?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the event, once again, is Catholic Watchmen. It's a rally. It's one of the quarterly rallies that's coming up next week, Thursday, February 2nd, Church of St. Peter. Enzo, with all the stuff, good stuff going on, the talk by Father Brian Park, the benediction with Bishop Cousins, and sausages, good sausages, confession, adoration, do I need to register for this thing?
No, we wanted to make this as open as possible. You don't need to register. Please invite friends, all those women out there. Please encourage your husbands, your fathers, your sons to come to the event. There's no registration necessary. Just show up.
Just show up. Wow, that's pretty incredible. What about if I'm looking for more information? Where can I find that?
Yeah, please go to our website, rediscover.archspm.org, and it'll be right there. There's a what do you call it? There's a slide.
Yeah, the slider.
Right,
yeah,
slider right
the
there.
Top, yep.
And you just wait for a second and it'll show up. Click on that. and there'll be more information there.
Is there any age level that's more appropriate? Can just all ages show up? Is it?
I mean, I think that, I mean, clearly this is all men, right? That's
okay.
What I would say.
Right.
If you're if you all confirmed Catholics, I suppose I would say, those who want to grow in their calling as men should come to this event. Yeah, that's what I would say. Yeah, maybe 18 and up, or, you know, around there. There's no, I don't think anybody's going to be refused. You know, we're coming together as men.
If a 17-year-old showed up, you're not going to turn him away at the door.
No.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I think this goes to show just a great, great initiative in our archdiocese here about helping men to live their faith, and also then with the goal of sharing their faith more effectively, living more in conjunction with the will of God and the work of the Holy Spirit. And so, Enzo, I just want to personally thank you for your work on this, and I wish and pray for you all the best, especially around this rally on the 2nd. So thanks for being on the program.
Thank you. Thanks for the prayers.
Yeah. Well, it's great to have Enzo here talking about how men live and share the faith. And in just a moment after this break, we are going to get together with Kathy Durham and Alyssa Bormis, who is going to tell us about what's going on with WINE, Women in the New Evangelization. So stay with us. Rediscover.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications, and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-759-2118. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-759-2118. 800-759-2118. 800-759-2118. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply, promo subject to qualification while supplies last. You can borrow.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour here on Relevant Radio. It's good to be with you this morning, and great to share in the discussion about how men live and share their faith, and then how women live and share their faith. We've been talking with Enzo Randazzo about the Catholic Watchman movement, but we also have another initiative that's going on here in the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis, specifically WINE, Women in the New Evangelization. So it's a great and wonderful initiative for women to help them live and share their faith. And joining me in studio now, we have Kathy Durham, who is specifically a WINE specialist and coordinator of another event, which we're going to highlight here shortly. And also Alyssa Bormis is a popular author, speaker, retreat leader, and even, yes, guest host here on the Rediscover Hour. So welcome, ladies. Great to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah. So Alyssa, I think we'll start with you. And
okay.
This is, again, in case any of our listeners, and guys, I hope you're still with us. I hope you're still listening, because you need to know this too. Mm-hmm. In case they don't know about what WINE actually is, yeah. Women in the New Evangelization, can you just give us a little bit of an overview about what is it? And what is the point, what is the goal of Women in the New Evangelization here in the Archdiocese?
Well, women have really particular gifts, and especially of the gifts of nurturing or healing, and that we want to empower women in these gifts, and then the gift of relationship, and to have women come together. And the other thing, we have this idea of St. Francis was told to rebuild my church.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for such a time as this, the church, the body of Christ has been battered, bruised, broken, and that women would use these gifts of nurturing, healing, relationship to help rebuild, to heal the body of Christ.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing, is we're trying to get women together, that we have a voice. And our voice is really a special voice that needs to be heard and needs to work together to heal the body of Christ.
Right. That's a wonderful description. And as you were speaking there, it just came to me how frequently, whether you're a man or a woman, seeking to live out your faith, especially in tumultuous times. Let's be honest. I mean, here in the Archdiocese, this hasn't been the easiest past couple of years in the Archdiocese. Politically speaking, I would say we're pretty divided as a country. Mm. That's been made very obvious to us, right? But there's just this tremendous temptation to feel so alone in all of it. And I think when you feel alone, right, you start to despair. You start to think, how in the world I'm just gonna, you know, kind of cover myself up and, you know, do the ostrich thing, right? The head in the sand until I go away. So I think the whole idea of getting together as women in the new evangelization, has a lot of value to add to our lives, a sense that we're not alone in this. Wouldn't you say?
It's exactly right. And this idea of we're going to have this one big coming together in the conference, but then we have lots of little comings together in the parishes or in a smaller event that we invite all sorts of parishes to. And that this relational thing is the devil's trick to make us think we're alone.
Yeah.
And that we have to, he's played his hand. We're not alone, by the way.
Right.
And that
right.
we're going to come together, convince ourselves anew we're not alone, and that together we can heal the body of Christ. We can bring people together. And women have this way, you know, I think of my mother cooking, what's one more? Come on in, try my lasagna.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
that's the way we're going to heal the body of Christ, is this invitation in.
All right. Well, let's talk about then. Let's talk about the event that we've got coming up. The wine event, the Women in the New Evangelization event, is coming up on Saturday, February 25th. And Kathy Durham joins us in studio as well. Kathy, I have down here that you are a wine specialist. So you are the sommelier of wine here, Women in the New Evangelization. Is that right? So tell us a little bit about that, about before we get into the event specifics itself, how did you become a wine specialist here in the Archdiocese?
Well, we have this opportunity through wine for each parish to have wine brought into their parish, and a person such as myself can become a parish liaison. So you can bring wine to your parish, and you can do it individually or in a group. So we start always out by having a book club, and we have several books that you can choose from, and it's called, our book club is called Read Between the Wines. yes. So we've selected.
Clever.
Yes, very clever. So we've selected several books. You gather together, you know, 10, 12 of your very best friends, and you start out by reading a book. You're given a journal and questions and discussion groups. And so it builds opportunity for fellowship, as we're talking about not being alone, as well as spiritual questions and building deep relationships in that.
Right. So just like we were just talking about, this is not something, wine is not something that just happens on the macro level, but
true.
It happens in each individual parish.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So we have that, the wine specialist, the book club, and as Alyssa said, the individual, about quarterly, we have a gathering and it's called Wine Wisdom. What is it called?
Women.
Women. We can't forget the women. Women, Wine, and Wisdom.
Right.
And we have a guest speaker, and we have an evening together, which is a great deal of fun with a very inspirational talk.
Wonderful. So, okay, let's talk about then, because you need, in addition to the individual parishes, the individuals who are getting together in the parishes, it's helpful to have, every now and again anyway, this this large meeting. And that's what's coming up, as I understand it, on Saturday, February 25th. So tell us a little bit about the Catholic Women's Conference that's coming up.
Oh, well, Lissa, you want to take that with the speakers? You want me to talk first?
Well, I'm happy to talk first.
Okay, you go ahead. Tell about the speakers.
Well, let's talk about the MC. Oh, that's me.
Oh, yeah, that's you.
Well, I'd love to have everybody come. And I love being the MC because I get to talk. But we have great speakers. We have Lisa Hendy, and she is the, she started
Catholic Mom.
CatholicMom.com. Yeah. She's just the social media guru and has really reached women in a remarkable way day after day and tons of women. And she will have a great talk for us, not just about here's how to reach women in social media, but the depth of her own spirituality, and don't be surprised if you choke up a hair listening to her.
Yeah.
And then we have Sister Matthias.
Sister Claire.
Sister Claire Matthias. She is a Franciscan sister of the Renewal in Harlem, New York, and she runs the Father Solanas Soup Kitchen and the St. Joseph Food Pantry and is featured in the movie For Love Alone. And hold on to your hats because, again, is someone that we haven't heard of a lot here in the cities. I don't know if she's been in the cities yet to speak or not, but hold on to your hats. You are going to love her, her energy, and then she's sort of going to grab hold of your heart, and well, she's going to make you want to go and serve.
Right, right. Going back to Lisa Henney for just a moment, I hope this isn't too emasculating. I'm not revealing too much here, but I was just curious, so I popped over to CatholicMom.com.
Yeah.
Holy cow. She is. I mean, she's on it. I mean, it's just the CatholicMom.com, and I'm obviously there's other people working on this website as well. But there's just all sorts of things. So there's articles. There's I printed off. I was so amazed by it. There's faith resources. There's things for work and for life. Articles that you can read there. Blogs for the family. For nurturing a good Catholic worldview. For cooking. There's movie reviews, there's music and artists and everything. I'm impressed. I mean, I'm excited that she's going to be there.
Well, one of the things I think as you're explaining her website, it says everything to me about mom.
Yeah.
Mom is sort of a jack of all trades.
Yeah.
And that you have to have a little bit of everything as you're a mom of these children, and every child is coming with different needs, and that Lisa can address that in her motherhood. But then she transfers that over into being an evangelist.
Yeah.
And that she'll meet women where they're at.
Yeah.
And that she'll have something to say to us that not only will be edifying, but then will sort of drive you to go out and be a part of the new evangelization.
Yeah, exactly what we're hoping for. So, okay, we're just, Kathy, a little bit back to you then about the logistics of this particular event. First of all, if I might happen to be interested, well, not me, I suppose, but if my sister, my fictitious sisters, I don't have any sisters,
the women in your life,
my Christian sisters, my sisters in the Lord, right? If they're interested, where can they go to find out more about this particular event?
They can very easily just type in WINE, Women of the New Evangelization, Women in the New Evangelization Conference. It'll pop up on your screen very easily as you Google that. And right there, you can register.
Okay.
If that doesn't work for you, we have a telephone number that you can call. Let me find that for you. And here we go. Let me read that for you. It is 651-746-9601, and you can call there, and they will help you register if you need help with that. A little note for you: we have sold out on every single event that we have hosted. So
ooh.
So you want to get on it right away?
So do it now.
Do it now.
Yep.
And we start. Doors open at 8:30. The morning of February 25th. So come early, get a good parking spot, get through registration, get yourself a cup of coffee, and then be ready for our day, which is going to be filled with so much. We start praise and worship at 9, a little after 9. There's lots of shopping. We'll have time for confession.
Wait, did you say shopping?
Shopping. Yeah. We have 28 tables of vendors, ladies. 28 tables. So lots of shopping. There will be time for confession, adoration. We have prayer teams all lined up for you. There's certainly going to be tons of laughter, and you get a fabulous lunch, lots of chocolate. As Alyssa said, we have 3 inspirational talks. There's a few surprises planned. There's a few door prizes to be taken away, and then we will complete our day with a unique version of the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, and then Mass will begin at 4 with Bishop Andrew Cousins. So it's a full day of inspiration, fun, faith, fellowship, and we just encourage you all, grab your best friends, the closest 10 best friends you've got, and come on down for the day.
Yeah,
and it'll be a blessing.
I don't know if we mentioned, but this is taking place at Mary Mother of the Church in Burnsville. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, all right. So they've got the facilities to house quite a big gathering, as I understand, right?
Yes, they do. Yeah,
so that's a good thing. And for this fabulous day that you've just outlined for us, how much can we expect to spend in order to show up? What's the registration cost for
this? The registration fee is $65 for all of that.
$65, a bargain at twice the price.
Absolutely.
Right? That's right. But here on the Rediscover Hour, you'll be glad, ladies, that you turned in. We have two tickets to give away to the third caller. So here you go. You ready? Get your pen and papers ready. I'm going to give you the number to call, and our producer, Susanna, is going to find the third caller for us. The number to call is 888-577-5446. 888-577-5446. And if you're the third caller, we'll give you two complimentary tickets to this wine conference on February 25th, all day. The phone number's phone that's lighting up. Excellent. That's
I'm a little bummed I don't have my phone in here.
Yeah, that's right. You're not going to be able to. I'm guessing you probably are coming anyway, right?
Yeah, as the MC. I love winning things.
Right.
but who's the MC?
I'm the MC.
You're going to be there already, Melissa. Yeah, sorry. That's it. Hey, and you've got some musicians coming as well, don't you, to this event? Yeah. Tell us a little bit about who's going to be providing the music for us as well.
We have, Vicki Kippers will be doing her rendition of the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and she does a fantastic job. She's just an amazing woman. But the music in the morning will be provided by Carolyn Metzinger. Yes. And she's been with us before, and we absolutely adore her. She comes from Minnesota, and then been on the NET team and married, and now she's back with us, and she is a member of the band Sonar.
Yeah,
and they actually performed at the big Catholic conference that we had here in Minneapolis. Was it 2 years ago that we had
Rediscover?
Yep. Yeah. So she'll start her music praise and worship at 9:10, but she will be singing throughout the day. So we'll have lots of opportunity to praise the Lord.
That's wonderful. Wow. It does seem like a full-on day. And just in case, for those who have been sticking with us through the whole show, let me just make one thing clear, that the event coming up for the Catholic Watchman, this is the quarterly rally. This isn't the huge men's event. That's coming up on March 18th. So we'll let you know, guys, when it's our time for this whole-day event. But here, this is the whole-day event for women and women in the new evangelization.
Yes.
And that's coming up again February 25th. At Mary Mother of the Church in Burnsville. In addition to these great, great things that are going on, I spoke with Enzo about this as well. But ladies, I'll ask you too, in terms of the general focus and goal of where we're going with women in the new evangelization, where we're going with wine, what is the thought about where we'll be? What is the hope about how many women will be involved? What we'll be doing with wine, say, a year, 2, 5 years down the road?
Well, we've already had a conference in New Orleans. We have wine groups all over the country. We're having another conference coming up in October in
Philadelphia.
Wow. And hopefully we'll be able to reproduce this over and over and over in parishes all over the country. It's already starting. One of the great things is the internet helps us so much, where we can join together in this sort of new relationship where we're building people up on the internet, and we have our blog. We have a blog that's twice a week. If you haven't had, I don't know how many blog writers, let's say a dozen or so. We have a Wednesday blog called New Wine Wednesdays, and those are usually just a short couple hundred words, but something to just get your day going, pick you up in the middle of the week, and then From the Vine on Sunday, a little bit longer blog. And again, the whole thing, we're hoping that this will be a movement, not just an event, but a movement.
Right.
And that we really are gathering in women of all ages, of all sort of areas geographically, and that we have a place to go where we're not having to reinvent the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
There's events to do. Sometimes it's so hard. People will say, well, I'd love to do this thing, but I don't want to be the organizer.
Right.
We have people organizing the thing, so you just have to put it on.
Yeah.
It's simple, Simon. You just show up at the church and your book club is ready to go. It's pre-made in
yeah.
a sense.
Yeah.
And that then we can reach people who are just busy
mm-hmm.
and they have this whole life they're leading. Mm-hmm. Do I really have time to be an evangelist as well? Or do I have time to deepen my own faith as well? Yes, is the answer.
Absolutely.
And that's who we want to meet, is all these women.
Yeah, yeah. It's a wonderful vision. It's a wonderful goal. Susanna has come in, and she has told us that Valerie is on the line. Valerie is the winner of our two complimentary tickets.
Yay.
Valerie, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Yeah, congratulations. Wow, it's quite the value. Two tickets to you for this Women in the New Evangelization Conference. Now, Valerie, have you been to a wine conference before?
I have not.
Oh, excellent. Wonderful, wonderful. And are you a parishioner at a parish here in the Archdiocese of St. Paul, Minneapolis?
A parishioner at Mary Mother. So
oh,
convenient for me.
That far to go.
Yeah, so you're rooting for the home team there, huh?
Right.
Yeah, excellent.
And I will find someone who has not been to the wine to come with me.
Oh, right. Wow. What a great idea. So she's going to invite somebody who's not been to wine either. And
I
so,
love it.
Yeah.
Valerie, will you introduce yourself to me the morning of? Come and find me.
I will.
Okay, perfect.
That's Alyssa.
Alyssa,
that, yes,
right. Come and find me. I'll be the MC, and so I'll be easy to track down, and the one with the microphone who won't be quiet.
Wonderful.
Very good. Very good. And, well, Valerie, yes, please do, in addition to inviting somebody to come with you and using this ticket with you, these two complimentary tickets, please do uphold the conference in prayer and pray that, once again, the conference can sell out. Will you do that for us?
I will definitely.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations again to you, Valerie. It's great to have you on the program. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye. So, ladies, again, just want to hit this again. We're talking with Alyssa Bormas and we're talking with Kathy Durham about the upcoming WINE Conference, Women in the New Evangelization Conference, February 25th. And it's going to be at Mary Mother of the Church in Burnsville. And there's information, again, on the Rediscover page, rediscover-faith.org. Where you can find out more about specifically the WINE conference that's coming up. And if you have other thoughts, questions, that sort of thing for what women in the New Evangelization is, Alyssa, you were starting to mention a little bit about what's going on or how people can find information just about WINE in general on the internet. So you have where can we go, what we want to Google and that sort of thing?
Women in the New Evangelization. I'm so glad I know.
Right.
And then look out for these two things coming up really soon.
Please, yeah.
Walk in Her Sandals. It's a Lenten book club.
Oh, yeah.
And it's written by a variety of authors. It's marvelous.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, let me promo people going back to the archives of the Rediscover Hour, because we actually had Kelly Walquist and a few of the other contributing authors on the show here at the Rediscover Hour. So if you go to, again, rediscover-faith.org and in the links up at the top, click on Rediscover Hour and scroll through the archives, you'll find Kelly and others who are talking about specifically Walk in Her Sandals.
Yeah. And
what else?
This one, and then the other thing is Wine and Shrine. Now, this is a big...
Wine and Shrine,
yeah, Wine and
say?
Shrine.
Okay.
Absolutely. We might as well go to Italy, right?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, November 12th through 21st, 2017, we're taking our second pilgrimage to Italy. And what we like to do is look at the women saints and take a walk in their sandals while we're there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to get to know the different female saints, focusing on mystics, martyrs, monastics, and two great moms, Saint Helena and Saint Monica.
This
time away, the church really has you look at retreat and pilgrimage,
mm-hmm.
and that there's something extraordinary about it, mm-hmm. and there is something extraordinary about meeting your sisters in Christ,
mm-hmm.
who've gone before you,
mm-hmm.
and that they will strengthen you.
Wow.
So
incredible.
Wine and Shrine.
Wine and Shrine. And I'm guessing, ladies, if you're coming to this, the women's conference, the WINE conference on February 25th, that there'll be information about both of those things, about the Lenten Book Club and the Wine and Shrine pilgrimage to Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have to ask, ladies, when you go to Italy, Do you actually drink wine when you go there?
Oh,
we
maybe.
Drink wine
maybe.
Here.
We don't have to go to Italy to do it. We just do it right everywhere. Here, right now. Excellent, excellent. Well, one more time, that's the Women in the New Evangelization Conference coming up February 25th at Mary Mother of the Church in Burnsville on the southern edge of the Twin Cities there. Well, not edge. I guess they're more in now, but on the south part of the metro area. And so pretty easy to access, a great facility, playing host for this Women in the New Evangelization Conference. Registration and more information can be found online at rediscover-faith.org. Or actually, Kathy, do you have that phone number one more time in case they're interested in calling in rather than getting online? Yeah, what is that number to call?
The number is 651-746-6901. Or they can go on CatholicVineyard.com.
Oh.
And you can register there as well. So.
Okay, so ladies, there it is. Alyssa, Kathy, thank you so much for joining us here on the Rediscover Hour this morning. It's great to have you on.
Oh, thank you, Patrick.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hey, we've got some other events coming up in the local area here, too, so we'll run through that with Paul Sadek right after these messages, so stick with us. Rediscover.
Do you want your child to think great thoughts, wrestle with difficult questions, be inspired by noble ideals? At Trinity School at River Ridge, students develop the ability to discover and understand the truth. Whether studying Plato's Republic, the French Revolution, or Einstein's theory of relativity, learning is more than retaining information. Our students learn to analyze, reflect upon, and evaluate the material they encounter.
During the over 20 years I've been teaching at a Catholic university, I've encountered some of the best graduates of the region's strongest high schools. I can say without hesitation that Trinity graduates have consistently been among the most impressive students I've met. As the primary educators of our children in the Catholic faith, my wife and I have entrusted Trinity School with the education of our children.
Trinity School at River Ridge, a classical education in the Christian tradition for students in grades 7 through 12. Visit us on the web at tsrr.org.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. Great to be with you as we talked about men and women and their role in living and sharing the faith. And now, Paul, we've got some other things. It's not just those things, although those are very important things.
Well, you can be part of the new evangelization in our archdiocese by proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. Sign up to join in the mission by sending the text message PROCLAIMING to 84576. Or go to rediscover-faith.org and sign up for evangelization updates.
Lectio Divina is Latin for divine reading, meaning to pray with Scripture. By stilling your soul and opening it up to the Holy Spirit, you will find that reading, meditation, prayer, and contemplation, the four steps of Lectio Divina, will open your heart to receive the truths that Jesus wants to show you. The Office of Evangelization and Catechesis invites you to a Lectio Divina workshop with Father Jonathan Kelly at Good Shepherd Catholic Church in Golden Valley. The workshop runs from 6:30 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, January 31st. Ooh, that's coming up. A light dinner will be served and a free will offering accepted. Register online by visiting the events page on rediscover-faith.org.
Men are invited to the Thursday, February 2nd Catholic Watchman Rally at the Church of St. Peter in Mendota. The rally will run from 6:30 to 9 p.m. with Father Brian Park presenting on how Catholic men deal with sin. This is an opportunity for men to draw closer to Jesus Christ and invest in fellowship with other men. There'll be time for adoration and confession with benediction with Bishop Cousins, dinner provided, registration not required, free will offering will be accepted. Find out more, visit thecatholicwatchman.com. Questions? Call Endo Randazzo, email him at randazzov@archspm.org or call. This is easier, 651-291-4483.
Very good. The Catholic Charismatic Renewal Office, or CCRO, is sponsoring their annual Winter Teaching Conference on Saturday, February 4th, 2017. From 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Epiphany Catholic Church in Coon Rapids. The day will begin with Mass led by Archbishop Hebda and continue with the keynote address given by Father Jim Livingston on the theme, Father, Forgive Them. Workshop topics include healing, forgiveness, sin, freedom, evangelization, and more. You will not want to miss this opportunity to learn and experience the power of the Holy Spirit. All are welcome. Bring a friend. Registration is $35 and scholarships are available by calling the office. Please register online at www.ccro-msp.org or call 763-571-5314.
Join Archbishop Bernard Hebda for a special 10 a.m. Mass to commemorate the 25th World Day of the Sick, Saturday, February 11th. It's at St. Charles Borromeo in St. Anthony. If you'd like prayer for healing, stay for a special blessing with holy water from Lourdes, the site of the Blessed Mother's appearance and a place of healing and grace. This annual event will also include a reception to honor caregivers and those who serve in the healthcare profession. Professor Elizabeth Schiltz of the University of St. Thomas School of Law will give an uplifting presentation on the dignity of human life during the reception following Mass. Sponsored by Carrazio, an apostolate for Catholic healthcare professionals, and the Order of Malta, visit CarrazioApostolate.com for more information. That's Carrazio, C-U-R-A-T-I-O, Apostolate.com. And what's up next week?
Oh, next week. I'm excited for all our shows, but I'm really excited for this one too, Paul. Join us next week to hear about what Catholics and non-Catholics might be able to learn from one another. We're actually going to hear from Rick Madsen, a campus apologist with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, and author of Faith is Like Skydiving and Other Memorable Images for Dialogue with Seekers and Skeptics, and from John Afonst, an outreach and community life pastor at Salem Covenant Church in New Brighton. So it's going to be a fun-packed hour next week. Join us at our usual time, 9 a.m. Until then, go to church and be the church. The Rediscover Hour is heard every Friday morning at 9, Saturday evening at 6, and Sunday morning at 9 on Relevant Radio 1330. You can find show audio archives at rediscover-faith.org and at relevantradio.com, keyword rediscover. The Rediscover Hour is a production of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis in cooperation with Relevant Radio. Rediscover.